fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. Today is Monday, November 12th, year of our Lord, 2018. We're visiting with Jimmy from DesertEagleShooters.com, and we're talking about all kinds of things, firearms, predominantly insurance. I guess, in a way, you'd call it liability insurance, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, and it also gives a new meaning to the word of life insurance.
Yes.
Because these people, I mean, if you want to see me get my blood boiling, and you can ask my bride, Teresa, I see these stories where some thug breaks into a convenience store, shoots the clerk, doesn't kill him, but wounds him. Some concealed carry customer is in the store and everything, witnesses everything, tells the bad guy to, you know, put his gun down and get on the floor while he's dialing 911. And the bad guy spins around to try to shoot the good guy with a gun, and he shoots him. Next thing you see in the papers is not that this guy with a lifelong sentence, you know, or lifelong rap sheet, drugs and rape and breaking and entering and carjacking and everything else. No, he becomes a little angel, and the concealed carrier is the bad guy, and the thug's family is suing him for $20 million.
Right.
Personally, I think that is the definition of frivolous lawsuit.
I agree.
I think that any individual that attempts that, after the case is thrown out, they should be immediately charged with legal fees for the defendant and court costs. That's my personal opinion, ladies and gentlemen. How cavemanish it is, I don't know, but that's my thought.
Well, I agree with you. That's the way we want it to be, Jimmy, but that's not the way it is, unfortunately.
You know, I'm working on a story, Tim, that's going to go in the forum section on Desert Eagle Shooters, and I'll get a copy of it over to you when it's done. But
okay,
right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand what's going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, East Timor, any of these other gazillion places that we have troops on the ground, either in an advisory or a protective role, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, all of these ambassadors that we have all across the world in some of these real hellhole countries, the Marines protect the ambassadors. That's one of the Marines' jobs. It is
in the Department of State Security.
Yes. And trying to get a heater to shut off here. A little bit chilly this morning here. Got down to 37. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got troops in places that 90% of the world doesn't even know exists, let alone the most educated nation, or at least was at one time, the U.S.
Right.
We've got these kids over there, and I'm an old fart. I can get away with calling them kids. And it's really quite funny because when there's...
For us.
Well, I when we were up at Kirtland after chemo last time, Tim, 32-year-old Marine was in the exchange there. He was already off for the day. But since he was in uniform, Teresa and I said, go ahead. You know, he goes, oh, no, I'm off. You know, I don't have to get back to work. I said, go ahead. I said, you're a kid. You got many things to do. Mama and I just got to get home. And he laughed and laughed and laughed. 31-year-old Marine. And he's laughing while he's trying to check out. And he looked at me and he goes, no one has called me a kid in years. And I says, that's because you don't have any old farts hanging around.
And there you go.
That young man, just to see him laugh was priceless. And it was just me being a little bit stupid. But, ladies and gentlemen,
that's great.
These kids, we've got a president out there right now that's trying to do everything in the world for these young men and women in uniform. We have got politicians out there, not just Democrats, but communists as well. I mean, look at this girl on the East Coast. Can't remember her name. Really don't want to see her face.
It's a hyphenated last name. I know that, but I don't remember it either.
Yeah, advertised that she was a socialist better than Bernie Sanders. Now, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, she got elected. If you sit back and take the time, one thing that I have always been a student of, and no matter how barbaric it sounds, I've been a student of war, and it's because of what I used to do. War is for young people. Tim and I, we can sit there and advise, and John, we could sit there with a group of 100 kids, and these are active duty and civilian both. And we can tell you how an operation should work. We can give you the basics and train you in small unit tactics. We can work with you on, logistics and thinking ahead. Yeah, this is great, but where are you going to get that? We can do that. We're old men. You give us a gun and get out there, we can lay down and pull overwatch for you. But
that's about it.
Marching a mile would kill us where the rest of you guys would be going 40.
I have a hard time going to Walmart with my crutches, Jimmy.
Yeah, I sat there and saw a wheelchair just perfect for you the other day. If I could afford it, I would have got it, but it had a 351 Cleveland as a power source.
Wow.
Yeah, 75 mile an hour wheelchair.
Well, so, I tell you, there's a veterans group here. I've been shopping for an old junk car or something to get around the farm, and a veterans group here, I won't get it for a couple of weeks, but they've given me a used ATV, and they're modifying it right now as we speak, so it has a hand shifter on it, because even after I get my leg, I won't be able to shift it, because my ankle doesn't move. So they're putting a hand lever on it so I can shift it. And, man, I am so grateful, Jimmy. I'm finally going to be able to get from one end of my farm to the other. And I can't wait. I'm going to put a little trailer on it.
Would you email me some information about these guys?
Yeah, but they stay very underneath the radar because they're a Christian group.
Great. All I want to do is tell them thank you.
Oh, all right. I'll see what I can do. I don't think
all I want to do is tell them thank you.
Telephone numbers for text, but yes, I will.
Yeah, send me a phone number. I'll call them. I just want to say thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear about organizations like this, thank them. Find out if they could maybe use a couple of bucks. Better yet, who knows? You may have an old ATV sitting out there that ain't been used for years that they could possibly take and refurbish and get to another vet like Tim. You know?
Yeah.
Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. These guys work under the radar. They don't have government funding or local funding.
They're not even a 501c3.
Somewhere. That's the best part. Well, government can't tell them what to do.
What they're doing, they're taking this out of their own pockets, Jimmy. It's active duty, disabled vets like me. Yeah.
Give me that number, please.
I will. Good guys. I've only met one of them, but very good guys from everything I've heard.
I tell you what, that is amazing. That is another... That makes me feel awesome because I know that a friend of mine is being taken care of, and the nice part about it is he's being taken care of by unsung heroes. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Ladies, gentlemen, another thought. If there's not an organization like this in your neighborhood, look at maybe you could put one together.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
It's not hard. Get with, you know, local police or sheriff's departments. They're always looking for PR work, and just explain to them what you want to do and see if maybe they can throw a hand in on information or something. But
yeah, and not maybe, only that, Jimmy, but I don't know about where you're at, but here most of the cops are vets.
Oh yeah. Young man that I'm working with right now in the sheriff's department, he's a vet, and he's also a shooter, and so I'm having fun. This kid's a sponge. I've got him loaded down with so much homework, it's not even funny, and it's great because he loves it. But, ladies and gentlemen, as a student of war, one of the first things that I learned was that Sun Tzu was a genius, and
you can
go on John's website and I think download
a free copy
of Sun Tzu's Art of War. I recommend highly that you read it. Now, there's going to be some sayings in there that are, the one that always confused me was attack your enemy where he is not. Okay, how the heck do you attack somebody where they are not? Well, Sun Tzu's statements and everything had one purpose, and one purpose only in mind was to make you think. The whole purpose of that book is to get the warrior, the commander, the average person, the businessman to think. Even then, back then, Sun Tzu knew that there was going to come a time that people would, and probably even back then, would follow instruction and order without thinking and would act without thinking, and how dangerous that was. First off,
hey Jimmy,
that was yes.
We got Dan on the phone again on line 9. Go ahead, Dan.
I hate to interrupt you guys, but
you're fine.
I was listening to you Saturday. I think it was, isn't that when your show is, Tim?
Yeah,
Saturday
morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys, I'm going to hold you to your promise. You said you were going to talk about reloading 22s today. If I remember correctly.
Oh, you're right.
Well, that's, okay. Thank you, sir.
That. I'm going to listen on the air. But there was one other thing I wanted Jimmy to address, if he wouldn't mind. You know, we've got this fundraiser for RBN with the front sight bonus.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of good people out there that are listening, and they've heard Mr. Stapmiller's spot many times, and we're not getting hardly any response. It's nothing compared to the first time. And I just wanted Jimmy to speak to, and Jimmy, I'm not twisting your arm, buddy. You're your free agent. You speak to the value of front sight training and that bonus that we're talking about, and I'll listen to your comments on the air. And thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
sir. I'm glad he did that. Isn't that great? We have listeners to hold us through our candle.
I knew we were going to talk about 22s, but I couldn't remember the exact part of the subject. But Dan's right. We were going to talk about reloading 22s. And my mind was stuck on the blanks that you use for the nail guns for shooting nails into concrete. And I forgot. I'm glad Dan called, because I want to learn about this.
Another thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead.
What Dan's talking about on the front sight special, Christmas time is coming up, okay? Maybe not you. Maybe you're one of those old folks like Tim and me. Take and look at this. Go over to RBN and look at this front sight offer. If you have got a young man that is interested in guns, if you've got a daughter that has a handgun and enjoys going out and shooting with Dad or Uncle Phil or whoever, and Christmas is coming up, and you think this kid is worth it, go over and look at that. It's going to be to the end of the year, ladies and gentlemen. After Christmas, when New Year's gets here, it's over. But the training that they will receive at Front Sight, I'm speaking from knowledge here, ladies and gentlemen. The person that they may be training next to might be a Navy SEAL. It might be an FBI agent. It may be part of the Presidential Security Force, because all of those agencies send people to Front Sight. Now, if Front Sight wasn't the best, if it did not have the caliber of instructors, and I tell you what, man, I have been offered to go instruct there, Tim. I ain't going to do it, because I'm too much of an old man and I'm broke down right now. Now,
I understand.
I get the Cinderella effect, you know, and everything else. I might look at it. But ladies and gentlemen, the quality of instruction you will get there, you can't buy. The price that they put on it is just to get you in the door. The amount of knowledge that is standing on that line or in that classroom, you could not buy that. And what they are offering, what John is offering, once in a lifetime is an understatement. Because I'm very much afraid that once it's gone this time, we won't get it back.
Well,
I'm a member of Front Sight. And my wife and I, as soon as we get a little bit better handle on this cancer thing, we're planning on going out there for like a week and a half, 10 days.
But, excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go look at this. Dan has done a lot of work to get this to go.
Yeah.
RBN is very, very special, because if you notice, they don't really advertise. So what Dan has done in itself is a miracle. What Mr. Piazza has allowed to take place is a blessing that you will never repeat. So go take a look at it. I mean, my gosh, lifetime. Now, that sounds kind of cool, but when you say lifetime times two, because when you go, you can will this to your son, your daughter, whoever you think's important, and they get a lifetime of use. So please, go take a look at it. Can't twist your arm. But we've got time. If you can't afford the full thing right now, do like we used to do when we wanted something when we were kids. Put a little bit back. You know, $25 here. Don't go to Starbucks today. Put that money in the Front Sight jar. Get a coffee can. Get a jar. Put it there in the kitchen next to the coffee pot or something. Next to the refrigerator. I don't care. Middle of the table. Piece of tape on it, both sides. Front Sight Fund. Every time that you get a few bucks, put them in there. do this. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Reloading 22s.
Yeah, hey, let me throw something in real quick. We're skipping the first break. Dan's got, a computer problem. Well, I want one more thing about front sight, folks. If you have a child or a grandchild in the National Guard or the state militia or whatever it is, this is the perfect opportunity to get some training that he won't or she won't get in the military, at least not initially. You know, I look at my son. He's Georgia Guard. He's deploying to Afghanistan for the second time next month. So, you know, now he has the experience. He lived through the first tour. This time he doesn't have to be out there in combat and all that, thankfully. This time he's going to be the guy back at Jalalabad on what they call the talk, basically calling the shots, where he has all the computer screens and he can see everything going on and he understands what he's looking at, and therefore that's the reason they picked him up for this job. And by the way, Jimmy, he just picked up the E6, or he's picking it up this week, got done with all the schools. So finally.
All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
Finally,
you
steps,
we appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Remember when we were in, Jimmy, when we both first got in, how going through an airport, if you're in uniform, would get you spit on?
Well, I didn't get spit on, but I sure got a hell of a lot of dirty looks.
Yeah. Now, I actually, Philadelphia, believe it or not, I got it. Came home on emergency leave one time, and I couldn't get out of that airport fast enough. But make a long story short, I'm glad things have changed.
Oh, yeah. Now we got the kids that they come home and people appreciate them.
Yeah.
And it's what we need. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan brought it up, reloading 22. Now, when I was a kid, my brother started teaching me how to trap and everything about 1966, 67 era, probably more 67. And I'd gotten my first 22. It was kind of our family tradition that the boys got a single-shot Stevens 22. And
right.
Then we were taught. The only time that we went out to shoot it was with an elder or an older sibling who had taken on the position, which my brother did readily. And we were taught the basics of shooting. We were taught, more importantly, gun safety. A part that the bleeding heart liberal gun control fanatics forget.
Yeah.
And we were educated. Well, back in that time and everything, you know, 22 long rifle, I think, was a whopping 50 cents, 45 cents a 50 for
yeah,
a box.
Yeah, it was
of
cheap.
Tester. And, but to a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, that's quite a bit of change.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, the value of money was different. I remember having to save up for a week to buy a box of shotgun shells to go duck hunting with. And they were only like $2.89 a box.
Yep. And then you've got everything else that you start shooting and trapping and all that. I inherited a couple of traps from my brother and learned how to tune them and fix them and set them, and that was my start. But the 22 ammunition was expensive, and my brother, thanks to a friend of his, had learned that down at the True Value on the corner there, that you could pick up what was known as a herder's reloading kit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have fun, go on the internet and do a Google search of a herder's catalog, H-E-R-T-E-R-S, herder's catalog. Now, what you're going to find is these catalogs from the late 1800s up to the 70s. But you will absolutely, it's been the Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah.
You'll have fun. But anyway, for a whopping 25 cents. My brother and I could buy what was called a 22 reloading kit. It came complete with a bullet mold, and it had a crimper on the inside edge of it, and then it had a packet of priming solution that you had to mix, and an instruction packet. So you could cast your bullets and get them all set aside, and then you could take and scrounge all the 22 long rifle brass you want, you could find, and clean it up like they said, and then this priming solution, chemical, I should say, not solutions, not liquid, you would mix a measure, and it came with a measurer, and you would measure out X number of this and that together, stir it together, add a little bit of water to it, and stir it up and make a slurry, and then that way it would dry and you would crush it. Now, the way you crushed it was with a plastic spoon or something like that. The modern version that we have now does everything with the exception of the priming solution. You no longer wet it.
Okay.
This, you mix it dry, and it's very, very dangerous when you mix it. Never mix up, you know, a whole bunch more than you can use at one time. It's called the 22 Reloader. We carry them in the store here. For the 22 long rifle, they are $79.99 for the kit that does not have the priming part. Now, the kit is the only thing that you need is permanent. That's the only thing that it's got the bullet mold, it's got the tools, it's got everything in to do it. The priming kits are like $20. I don't think there's been a price increase on those, but I think they're like $20. And then the third item that you can buy, and it's recommended but not absolutely necessary, but it's a resizing die for 22 long rifle. If you're picking up, if you've got numerous 22 long rifles, or if you're picking up 22 long rifle at the shooting range and going to use it, you need to first check each one to see if they'll chamber in your gun. Because if they won't, you don't need to reload it. So if it's a bolt-action gun, it can actually resize it to some extent to your chamber. But you put one in there, close the bolt on it, and check the next one. If you get one that will not close a bolt on, then throw that one in the trash. Don't throw it on the floor. Don't throw it outside. Put it in the trash so you can make absolutely positive you don't get it again. But the new kit and everything.
I got a bucket for recycling brass. I just throw it in there.
That works great, too. Yep. But ladies and gentlemen, the 22 reloading kit, they also make it in 22 mag. And you go through this process. You mix up your primer. You've already cleaned your cases up and everything. You put a pre-measured amount of powder into each case. And then this is where the slurry comes in, but at least we don't have to stir it and break it up now.
Right.
You take and put one drop or two drops in each case, which liquefies the priming solution and gets it into the rim where it'll do its job.
Right.
Couple of things on that in a second. But I prefer, instead of water, I prefer alcohol. I buy the cheapest vodka I can find anywhere. Yep, exactly. The other alternate is acetone. Personally, the smell of acetone irritates my sinuses, so the alcohol works better. But
hey, buddy, we got a break.
Put a drop of it. Yep, there it is.
You definitely got to continue this. So when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, November 12th, year of our Lord, 2018. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore while he's on his way back from his speaking engagement in Texas. He will be back tomorrow. Jimmy, you and I have been talking here recently, or past few minutes, about reloading 22s. She answered one of the questions I had, which was about 22 Magnum. And if I remember correctly, you've been trying some of those Hornady bullets we were talking about too, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We're experimenting with those. Getting ready to do some actual range work with them. And see how they perform and everything, because 22 Magnum is one of my favorite go-to rounds, ladies and gentlemen. It is a perfect, absolute perfect problem solver around the ranch or home. It's small enough that, you know, if you do have to use rats or something like that, or squirrels, it's absolutely perfect. If you get a fox in the hen house or a skunk in the garden, you know, threatening the dogs or whatever, even coyotes getting into your yard and stuff, the 22 Magnum is more than potent enough to take care of it. In fact, what most people don't realize...
Yeah, I've killed coyotes with a 22 Magnum, no problem.
You heard me talking about trapping earlier. One of our my brother and mine's friends, Keith, that's all he hunted coyotes with was a .22 Magnum. And I've seen that guy shoot, you know, take down a coyote at 125 yards with a .22 Magnum.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, it has nothing to do.
Oh, and I was going to say, I don't know if you've ever watched any of those gator trapping shows, you know, where they catch a gator on a line and then they dispatch it with a .22 Magnum. But I've noticed a lot of those guys have exactly the same rifle I do. And that's what they use to kill a 12-foot gator. So you know they work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And someday I'm going to find again a Ruger made a version of the 10/22 in .22 Magnum.
Somewhere. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep, and they pulled it off the market because they had problems with it. And it really wasn't a serious problem. It was more operator error, I believe.
Yeah.
But they had enough complaints that they pulled it, and they've never reintroduced it. Someday, somewhere, I'm going to find someone that has one of those at a reasonable price. I'm going to own another one. I
don't
talked
blame
into
you.
Selling the one I had, and I should never have done it. But ladies and gentlemen, and getting back to the reloading on the .22, you put the alcohol in there, and what that does is liquefies the priming solution so it'll get into the rim. And I just call it vibration. I sit there and thump the side of it. I take a box or a piece of wood, and I drill a series of quarter inch, and I only do them about quarter to 3/8 of an inch deep at max. But that is my shell holder,
right,
for my .22 long rifles and my .22 mags. And you put your powder in there. That's going to be your primer. You put your drop of alcohol in there, and then I take it and just sit there and jiggle that box. Just what I'm doing is vibrating that liquid primer so that it will get into the rim itself, and if there's any debris or anything in there, maybe move it out, but get it in there. You let it set for a minimum, absolute minimum of 24 hours. Take a flashlight, you look down in the bottom of these, and if there should be a very dull, flat gray. If it
but if they're shiny, they're not
gray,
dry.
Right. They're not dry yet. I set it on the water heater and just let the radiant heat from that help dry them out. And with using alcohol, it does even better. Water, I've had some misfires at times, and I look at my notes, and it's ones that I used water instead of alcohol, and I just honestly believe that it never dried all the way.
Right, and you're probably
Alcohol, there's no question about it. When it evaporates, it evaporates. But ladies and gentlemen, the other interesting thing about .22 long rifle, the bullet on that is very, very special. It does not load down into the case like regular bullets and is crimped on. Only the base of the bullet, which is rabbeted, it's cut back, goes into the case, and when you use the little crimper on the tool, it crimps it into that base just like it did with the regular rifle, with the long rifle bullet. So in the process of doing this, we jumped over one portion of it right there because I got out of sequence, was the powder for it. I use the pistol powders. The kit will come with some recommendations on there. Some people have used black powder. I don't recommend it. One, the velocity
your gun
is
in
so
a heartbeat.
Slow. Yes, and it will foul up that gun, especially if it's a semi-automatic. It will foul that thing up in less than 25 rounds, and you have a clean, and the other thing is, you will have to clean that gun that day, period. End of discussion. Because black powder is corrosive, and if you leave it in that gun and don't clean it immediately, it will start corroding the inside of that gun. Some of the powders they recommend on the sheets and everything are
Unique and, like I said, Black Powder and Red Dot and a few others. Right now I'm doing some experimenting with CFE pistol, which is a Hodgkin's powder, and mm-hmm. I use it in my handguns. And what I'm just trying to find is a common powder that I don't have to buy a special. You realize how many rounds a pound of Unique would reload, Tim?
Oh, my God. I mean, several thousand.
I would think, yeah, that on steroids. I mean, 1 pound. I mean, you're using about, I think, 2 grains or something like that of powder. So
right.
There's 7,000 grains in a pound. Let's say you used 3 grains per. That's still well over 2,000, almost 3,000 rounds.
Yeah.
So, mathematically.
And with the price of 22 Magnum, that's the way to go.
Yeah. And these kits, ladies and gentlemen, if you go over to DesertEagleShooters.com and drop me a note, and in the note, subject line, just put 22 reloader. I'll send you some information on it and everything. Like I said, we carry the kits, and for listeners and stuff like that, we try to give a discount and save you guys some money where we can. So let us know. And you get down to the main question on this is, okay, right now I can buy 22 long rifle, a brick of 500 for $12 or whatever. You know, used to, that same brick was $5 or $6, thanks to a particular prior POTUS. That got messed up royally. But
yeah,
you're saying, I can buy this. Why should I take all this time to reload these things? Well,
I would do a fashion tube. What happens when you can't buy
it? Well, what I'd recommend is, if you do decide to go this route, take the time and load up, you know, 50 rounds of this stuff. Cast your bullets, get your powder. Heck, if you know somebody that's a reloader and you tell them what you're doing, they'll sell or probably possibly even give you a small Tupperware of powder to use on this reload, just so they can see if it works. And
right.
Saves you from spending $35 buying a pound of powder that
mm-hmm.
would last you a long time. But what I'm saying is the people that are looking at this, go ahead and load 50 rounds and then shoot those 50 rounds. See how they perform. Get some idea of it. Then you can put the whole kit away. I would recommend, you know, casting a boatload of bullets. By the way, these little holes that come with these things are all aluminum. So, rather regular leather gloves, ladies and gentlemen, won't really work holding these things because they get very hot very fast.
Well, welding gloves are probably the best.
That's what I was going to recommend. If you're going to do this, in fact, if you're going to do any kind of reloading at all, it's handy to have a set of welder's gloves around. It's just one of those things that's common sense. But
hey, Jimmy, we got a caller on the line.
Okay.
We got Dean in Sacramento on line 9. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I was wondering, when you're reloading the 22s, and if it's a reloaded 22, is there still the dent in the back, or during the process, does that reshape itself?
Actually, I am so glad you called, because that's a step I missed. The dent is still there. And you just don't even worry about it, really. However, if you do load one of these and pull the trigger and it doesn't go off, you open it up and look at it, and you know there was one dent in there already, and you don't see another one. That rare occasion that you struck that, try rotating the bullet like 90 or 180 degrees, put it back in, and try it again, and normally they'll go off. But I am glad that you called. I missed that point, sir.
I was just curious. I'm like, gosh, I've never reloaded 22s, and listening to you, I'm like, maybe I should start reloading 22s. Because I got little boys, and I'm like, that'd be good to teach them on.
Yes, you could do some nice reduced loads with this, that it would be like a pop gun to them. And then as they get experienced, you could go, you know, back to regular 22 ammo. Time-wise, I won't lie to you, it takes time to do it. Price-wise, it takes time to recoup the money, but the simple fact of having the ability to do it, if you have to, is priceless. It's one of those things that it may set back for 10 or 15 years, and then all of a sudden, there are no 22 long rifle bullets anywhere, but you've got a kit. And if you'd, like I said, if you'd already done it and loaded like a box of 50 and shot them to see how they perform and everything and been familiar with them and then put it away, all the better, because you know it works. So your confidence is there. That is going to be the biggest enemy of anybody in an emergency, is having confidence in their self and their own decisions. Unfortunately, my opinion is that the last several generations have been, you know, raised and trained on a mentality that someone will explain to you what to do. You don't have to think for yourself. You'll be told what to do.
Yeah, you're right.
And, but Dean, I am so glad you called, because that is one point that I did miss. And it's one I like
covering. I was just curious.
I'm glad you were. If you got any questions, go over to Desert Eagle Shooters and drop me a note.
Yes, for sure. All right, well, let me get going, but thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dean.
All right, sir.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You know, Jimmy, something along the same lines I was curious about, the primer there in the rim, do you have to clean out the old stuff?
Yes, that's one of the items that comes in the little kit. Is a little brass scraper. And
okay.
It explains to you, you know, how to go in there and run around that rim and scrub it. What I like to do, and some people swear it's overkill, I'll get some Dawn dishwashing detergent in a plastic gallon jug. And
right.
I'll do about half full and get it real soapy. And then take all this range pickup brass that I've got and drop it in there and let it soak overnight. And every time I walk by it, shake the crap out of it. Just jiggle it.
Right, that makes sense.
Shake it like crazy. And then after a day or so of that, then I'll take and pour the soapy water off, saving it, of course, and just turn on the hot water and just as hot as I can stand it, rinse those cases, and I mean just rinse them, pour them off, rinse them again, pour them off, and then I pour them off onto a paper towel or a regular cloth towel, and again set it back in there next to the water heater someplace for a couple of days to thoroughly dry out. And then as I'm getting ready to process the cases and get them ready to reload, cleaning that bottom edge, if there is anything in there, it's already loosened it. Because not always powder residue will be in there, but you'll have dirt, dust, things like that. It's gotten humid or rained on, and that's hardened up. And by doing the jar and washing them trick, you'll knock all that crap loose or at least loosen it up. And but economically, reloading 22 long rifle is kind of a waste, mainly because of the time involved in doing it. Realistically, in a emergency situation when all other resources have been expended, it's a priceless tool to have. In fact, dare say it would probably be one of the very best barter items that a person could have.
Well, I would say you're
especially,
right.
Especially, let's say 6 months, maybe a year, that the grid has been down and everybody's been suffering and stuff. Economy,
everything else will come back into play. And more than likely, I see it as being like farmers markets, flea markets or something in small communities. Somebody grows a lot of pumpkins and everything, but they need wool so they can spin some yarn. And I'm getting really bad at it here, man. I'm getting back to Stone Age times now, Tim. But
well, actually, believe it or not, I've got friends, Jimmy, that spin their own wool right here.
Oh, yeah. I've got a sister-in-law that does the same thing and weaves, and she weaves some of the most beautiful garments you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah.
But we have our last break.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the last
break.
We
did. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend Your Life. John Moore on Monday, November 12th. Year of our Lord, 2018. We're at the last segment of the show. Jimmy, I neglected to do it. Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you and give out your URL for your website again?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's real simple. It's pleasurepeopleshooters.com. You can go on there. You can see some examples of some of the stuff that we do and the custom builds and things. And then, of course, there's a second call defense link right there.
our contact page. Just go peruse it a bit, ladies and gentlemen, and see if we can help you on anything. There at the top, going into the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, we heard that front sight again. Ladies and gentlemen, please go take a look at that.
Yeah,
RBN definitely. Right now needs the help. I know you're tired of hearing it, but they're a small business, and they serve millions, and gratitude is lacking, I think. But if you can, I'm planning on doing it for my wife. She's not anywhere around. I'm planning on, you know, looking at giving her one of these for, you know, just because. And plus, I have my membership, and she'll have hers, and then we can really double dip on it. But
yeah,
think about, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Tim.
Yeah.
Hello?
I agree with you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. No,
it's something to do, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you got any question on the 22 reloading in general, on anything? We have been the Lee and Lyman dealers and warranty centers for over 40 years for West Texas and New Mexico. And I do not know everything, especially with some of the new toys that Lee is coming out with. By the way, Tim, I'll get you a 2019 catalog to put up on the webpage here.
I can do that.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've got the catalogs. We've got information over on the website. If you've got any questions, you give us a holler. If we can't find the answer for you, we'll find it. I've got a network of very knowledgeable individuals. And if I can't find an answer myself, I call them. And there's so many things out there in the gun culture, ladies and gentlemen, and there are people that want to take them away from you. And in fact, this weekend, I actually even heard a couple say they were going to take them away from you.
Right.
We know they're morons, and we know they'll fail, but it's still going to
happen. Oh, there's no way it can happen.
No, it can't. But ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats have... Nancy Pelosi on Friday promised that they were going to start the biggest campaign on gun control that they've ever done, with this starting January.
Well, they can start the biggest campaign, but Jimmy, it's logistically and physically impossible, you know, to take everybody's guns. They tried that in Australia. The end result after 15 years or so is there are now more guns in Australia than they were before they took them away.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in next week. We're going to have real fun then. Thank you, Tim, for hosting.
Yep.
It's been fun.
Oh, enjoyed it, Jimmy.
And watch your mail.
John will be back. Okay, we'll do it. Comes tomorrow according to tracking number. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, John will be back tomorrow morning. As usual, same time, same channel. Hope everybody has a fun and safe and productive day, as John says, and God bless America. Thank you, folks.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.